The EPA says about 20 tribes are registered for a four-day symposium on climate change. EPA staff say tribal leaders recently requested the meeting. At yesterday's opening session, several scientists talked about research showing how climate change may be affecting the Great Lakes and other natural resources in the region. Mike Quigley is an ecologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He says one study forecasts that warming water temperatures eventually will mean bad things for lake trout.
Lake trout can't survive, or they could probably survive, but they aren't going to grow. They'll probably lose weight. So they're really kind of driven down to deeper depths. So if you're an angler out there, you're probably going to have to fish far deeper, you know, in the year 2090.
The symposium is being held at the Forest County Pottawatomie Casino in Milwaukee. Pottawatomie Chairman Phil Shopadock says climate change may have the greatest impact on those who have had the least to do with it.
Certainly the plants and the animals have not caused the problem, but they will bear the burden. In the same way, the people who live closest to the land, the people who add the least amount of pollution to the air and the water, will be the ones who suffer the soonest and the greatest as food and water and sacred places disappear. These are the native peoples of our region, from the Arctic North to the equator and beyond.
A session tomorrow at the symposium is likely to provide a better idea of EPA tribal cooperation on climate change once President-elect Obama takes office. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.